I didn't say it was acceptable, Your Highness. I'm only warning you and your father that it's probably what's going to happen, despite the best efforts of everyone in this room. We know now that someone who wants the prince dead is willing to try to bring that about. That's more than we knew this morning. I'm not saying it's enough, only that it's more. We'll keep trying to find out who was behind it, but in the meantime, all we can do is take precautions to make it harder for whoever it was. And, with all due respect, I think it might be wise to increase your own bodyguards and your brother's as well. I don't want to alarm either of you, but if it was Caleb, then removing all of you might very well be what he has in mind.
Earl Corris is right, Your Highness, Anvil Rock said quietly. We'll all do what we can, but for now, that really amounts to little more than increasing the security around your father, and you and your brothers, of course.
And what do we tell everyone else? Iris's voice was still brisk, but it had lost that tang of old, cold iron. Corris's eyebrows rose, and she snorted. Rumors must be all over the city by now, she pointed out. By this time tomorrow they'll be across the Barkhors and as far as Shreve or Norrist. That was an exaggeration, Hector thought. It would take the church's semaphore to carry any sort of message or rumor 600 miles in barely 26 hours. Still, she had a point. There's enough uncertainty and anxiety swirling around without adding this to it, she continued. Especially if all we can say is we don't know who it was when someone asks. She's right about that, Hector said. The others looked at him, and he snorted. Of course she is. Trust me, the rumors ignorance can come up with will be worse than any possible accurate answer could have been.
So what should we do about it, my prince? Tartarian asked after a moment,
and Iris laughed. It was not an especially pleasant sound. May I, father? Go ahead, Hector invited, settling back on his heels, and she smiled grimly at the other three men. What matters most is that we put up some sort of name or face on whoever it was, she told them. That we kill any impression that it might have been some general act of defiance or rebellion from inside Coruscant. And who have all of us just agreed is our most probable suspect?
Caleb,
Tartarian replied. Like most men, he had a tendency to forget Princess Iris wasn't yet 20 at moments like this. In fact, she was so much her father's daughter that it could be frightening at times. Exactly, she agreed. Maybe it was Caleb, and maybe it wasn't. But it obviously could have been him. And it's not as if we have any evidence that it wasn't him either. Given the fact that we're at war with Corris, he'll strike most people as a reasonable suspect, and he's an outsider. The outsider at the moment. Besides, assassination is exactly what you'd expect out of heretics. So, announcing that we believe it was him will actually have a rallying effect. She's right, Hector said again, smiling at her. Then he looked back at the other three. It doesn't really matter if it actually was Caleb. We certainly don't have any reason to worry about his reputation, at any rate, so I'm not likely to lie awake at night worrying about whether or not we're blaming it all on an innocent man. And it will have exactly the effect Iris has just described. In fact, aside from the fact that it got a loyal man killed, this could turn out to be very useful to us.
As long as we don't close our own minds to the possibility that it wasn't Caleb, my prince, Corris said warningly.
Hector arched an eyebrow, and the Earl shrugged.
Overall, I agree with you and Her Highness, he said, where the political consequences of this are concerned, especially. But even if this does turn out to be useful in some ways, let's not forget that someone really did try to kill you this afternoon, my prince. It's always possible they'll try again, and I don't want any of us, especially me and my investigators, to close our minds to any possible suspects or avenues of investigation until we know for certain who it was. "Of course, Philip," Hector agreed. "Of course. But in the meantime," he smiled unpleasantly, "let's turn our minds to how we can most suitably blacken Caleb's reputation over this, shall we?"